The Shah recently submitted a proposal to the Army Corps of Engineers for a maintenance project that would fix up one of its railways. Pat Ellis has been the owner-operator of the boat shop for the past 3 years. He says work needs to be done on the 80-year-old small railway.
A lot of the stuff, especially down on the water edge or the low tide edge, was original, and it's just worn out. The timbers are getting weak, and the railway iron's getting old, and with all the runoff from the uplands and then off my roof and whatnot, the beach is getting washed away.
Ellis says the proposal calls for the shop to put in some fill and replace the 12x12s that the railway tracks sit on and drive out some of the washed out areas. None of the railways will be altered or extended.
It's going to basically just replace what's already there and what's been there for, you know, 80 plus years, and just to make it more safe, more stable. We're hauling a lot of boats now on both sides, and it just—it's time to be updated. It's been a long time.
Ellis says the project is going to cost $30,000 to $40,000. The public will have an opportunity to give its input about the project throughout most of the month. Those comments will be submitted through the Alaska Coastal Management Program. William Groom is the review coordinator for the project. He says Alaska Coastal Management's role is to make sure the project meets statewide standards.
We have standards for coastal development as well as for development of projects within tide flats and offshore areas, and we have certain portions of those that direct applicants on how to avoid, minimize, and mitigate for impacts to those types of areas.
The public will have until August 19th to submit comments. Written comments regarding consistency with the Alaska Coastal Management Program are due at 5 p.m. on August 21st. The Wrangell Boat Shop has been around since 1928 and services 50 boats a year. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.